instant oil change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline. Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to FinQuest.com, get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
Hey, The Burt Show.
All right, I got one for you guys. Burt Show community, help me out with this, all right? So I'm on the phone with a dude a couple of days ago. It's another radio guy that works in a city, in a different city. And he knows I have kids, but mine aren't as old as his. He's got a daughter. And he's got two daughters, actually. And the eldest is 11 years old. And he's just now noticed that he's starting to get like a thick mustache. At 11 years old. You know how we were talking about this puberty thing a couple of days ago? Like how girls are, in some cases, you know, puberty at like 8, 9 years old. Well, this girl has like a thick mustache already. And nobody at school has said anything to her about it yet. But he is pretty confident that when the school year fires up, that she's going to take some crap for this.
She might get made fun of. So he wants to kind of beat... like, do something about it before any bullied kids, like, hurt her feelings about it?
Exactly. And I think he's a single dad also, now that I'm thinking about it.
I was about to ask, because I just think it would be, that'd be so much easier for her coming from her mom than
her
him.
Mom, yeah, single dad. And mom's not around anymore. So, 1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378. I know, Jeff, you want to make a million jokes right now. I know you do.
That's so cruel.
But think about her, like, at 11 years old with what you have over your lip right now.
She's the most interesting girl in the...
See, that's what's going to happen as soon as she starts school.
I don't know where you'd even
start. It would be an 11-year-old Jeff that would make fun of her.
Right. And it would be devastating to her. And, it coming from dad, I don't know. Anything physical that you're trying to change from dad,
So she's 11 years old, this girl. And she's got this, he said, you can see it. Plainly, he can see it in his daughter's face that she's got this mustache.
Are they Italian people or, you know, like, just like have that sort of genes?
I don't know. He's a radio DJ, so his name's like Sonny Fox. Who knows what his last name is, you know?
More little thing.
So, hey, Johnny St. John, where are you from?
Like, so what do you do? Do you suggest to your daughter to narrate?
No,
suggest that she starts? Like, what do
she
you do?
She already knows it's there.
No, he said that she's never brought it up.
She hasn't noticed it.
Because she's horrified.
Not to dad.
She's got mirrors in the house. She's the only woman she knows with a mustache. She knows it's there.
He's got to talk to her.
And I think he should offer some suggestions before she tries to, like, you know, pour liquid plumber on her face or something.
Laser hair removal.
Say again?
Laser hair removal.
What do
you're gonna send your 11-year-old to?
What do you use to get rid of it? Do you bleach it or do you use?
I don't know how to get rid of it. I mean, do you shave it? Like a man? Like you can't go to your daughter. Hey, let me shave your stash.
Can you take her to like a spa, and like a you know like a place where you get facials? But call ahead of time and go. Hey, listen, my girl, she's gonna be the one that's coming in.
The news has to come from a woman.
With the mustache?
She'll know it's her because she's got the handlebar mustache.
You'll know it's her.
This is why. It's not funny.
No, you're right.
It's not funny.
You're right, it's not.
It's not funny.
It's too easy.
Can you just, you know, and say, can you, you know, I'm gonna give her a girl's day out and she's going to get a manicure and a facial. And then can you suggest, what do you mean, here we go? This is a real suggestion. What are you offering over there? Nothing. I'm saying take her to a spa and have the spa technician, you know, do whatever, zap it, wax it. Rub it down.
And have the technician be the one to suggest it to the little girl?
Yep.
Is there another family member maybe around, like an aunt or a cousin or
grandma?
Somebody close to the family as a female.
So it has to come from another woman is what you're saying.
Absolutely.
Hey, Sam here. I have a friend who has an 11-year-old daughter who is starting to get like this thick mustache. And she hasn't even brought it up to him yet. She hasn't said she's insecure about it. His fear is that when she goes back to school that there are going to be kids that are giving her crap about it. So he's not exactly sure what to do. Does he suggest? Does he make the suggestions? Mm-hmm. Does he give it to another woman role model to suggest? I mean, what do you do?
Definitely. I will piggyback on what Jeff said and have it be a woman's spa day or a little girl's spa day, but allow the technician to go ahead and suggest it. Suggest everything. It could be from, you know, hair, facial, what have you. It could be a facial, and then they suggest a mustache. They suggest things that she should be aware of as she gets older. So this is, I mean, don't have him suggest it. You don't want, but definitely a woman.
Mm-hmm. So now, is this the kind of thing? I know I'm gonna ask really stupid questions. Like, once you start shaving, you know, the stereotype, the theory has always been once you start, it always comes in thicker.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think I read somewhere that that's not true.
No, I mean, for women, if you wax or thread, I don't know if Bert would be familiar with threading, but if you wax or thread a lot of your facial hair, it tends to grow back a little thinner.
Yeah, I don't think for women that the facial hair grows thicker, but it will come back. So, I mean, I do think, yes, Jeff is a good suggestion, because I was glad there wasn't a joke at the end of that.
Thank you.
She's going to have to repeat this process the rest of her life.
Poor little thing, 11 years old.
So if a technician or, again, another female family member or friend or somebody, you know, gives her all kinds of beauty secrets and includes that in it, then she'll be able to take care of it
and
herself.
And shows her how to do it.
Right.
And so she knows how to do it again.
Next time.
Yeah.
Right. Because it's not going to be one time.
So it's not that you can't do this thing on your own. Like, you can't nair off a mustache on an 11-year-old girl? Because that was really he was thinking about doing.
No.
Like, while she's sleeping?
God.
No, he's going to suggest it.
Climbs into her room, kneels on her shoulders, and told her.
See, it's just to me, and maybe I'm wrong, but I just feel so uncomfortable with the idea of Dad saying anything, because it's going to be for her, I'm afraid it's going to be absorbed as a criticism of her physical appearance, and from Dad, that's going to just hurt.
But
I don't know.
It's way better than somebody making fun of her at school.
Mm-hmm. And then wouldn't she put that on him anyway? Why didn't you tell me, Daddy, that I was going to make fun of my mustache?
The best thing is to get a girl to do it, and then that way it's just beauty secrets.
I'm sure the Latter-day Saints have a commercial about this.
I'd cry, because I cried all their commercials.
Hey, Brenda, good morning.
Hey, I want to tell you, I have an 11-year-old boy that has a unibrow. And we told him as a preteen, they just get that stuff waxed. So every time we go to Supercuts, he just signs up for the wax. It's like a $5 or $6 thing. Not a big deal. Now he signs up by himself every time we walk in and sign the little form.
I do think it's a little different for a dude, though.
I do, too.
You know,
telling a little girl she's got to get her mustache shaved at 11 years old. It's a sentence that doesn't really quite register, you know? Mm-hmm.
At 11 years old, though, can you just call her into the bathroom and make it like women shave, too? Like, Daddy does. Okay. All women have to shave. Just teach her that's the way.
That's gross.
Claire, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Why are you looking? I'm saying
you're not being serious.
Yes, I am.
Like Daddy takes the 11-year-old into the bathroom.
The
and they go in front of the mirror together.
And they put the...
No, that's not how.
Mm-mm. My dad gave me one of those IDEA hair remover things, and I thought it was. He actually told me it was just a free gift with something he ordered, and gave it to me. I had no idea. It was a couple years later before I realized my dad was telling me that I was hairy. But I had already noticed that I had heavier facial hair than most of my friends, but I didn't know how to say anything or what to do about it. So I was like, dude, yes, I got it. And I had already recognized it, but didn't know what to say about it. My dad just kind of gave it to me, and I just kind of took it. It was a free gift, and he gave it to me because he didn't want it.
And did you use it immediately, or did you say it took you a couple of years?
No. I used it pretty much immediately. Used it on my eyebrows, used it on my, everywhere.
How old were you at the time?
I was in middle school.
Okay.
Which so makes the same age.
Which makes you how old? About 11, 12 years old?
Yeah.
Damn.
That's a good idea. Maybe he can leave like a product out on the counter somewhere.
I don't know either.
I
had no answer for this guy because I felt so bad for him. I'm like, I have no idea where to go with this, you know? Hey, Nicole, good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hi. I was just saying that I was raised by my father.
Mm-hmm.
My mom lived out of state, and I would rather my father tell me what he did than some strange nail technician.
So you don't
know it's a woman. I would feel much more comfortable with my father.
So you wouldn't take it as it wouldn't like harmfully affect you if your dad was talking about your appearance?
No, not. Okay. I mean, he did. When I grew up, he always did. Like, okay, it's time for you to get a bra, or, you know, like, you need to do this.
Mm-hmm.
And I was very comfortable with it.
What, Melissa? Why are you looking like that?
I think it's different, though, if you're a single dad, because you kind of have to assume the role.
You have to do it. Yeah.
Did he also put the little Playboy bunny head sticker on your hip before you went into tanning?
Come on.
Oh, my God.
Why are you making something so beautiful so ugly?
Put this right there on your hip bone, and you'll be able to see how dark you get. Come here, honey. I'll do it for you.
It's a real classy thing to do.
All right, one more call here. Hey, Tracy, you got a dad here, single dad's got an 11-year-old daughter. He sees this thick mustache coming in and wants to do something about it before she goes back to school. So what's your advice for him?
I just wanted to remind you real quick. You keep saying something to the effect of, she's so young, she's so young. We just had a conversation or a radio show the other day about girls maturing. Pardon me, so early. And I think that's what's happening here. But I totally agree with Jeff's idea, and I think it should not come from the dad, because little girls form their relationships for future relationships with men based on their relationships with dad. And I just think it's going to be a detrimental thing if it comes from him.
Yeah, this does get back to that conversation had a couple of days ago, and this survey is up online right now. The research shows now that girls, like, on average, are reaching puberty at, like, almost 10 years old.
And I can't believe advice for women that Jeff is right.
I know. Well, I mean, look at the way he's groomed now.
You heard my speech. Like, you couldn't help being impassioned. Churches, stop it. Stop judging women.
Don't make fun of me! Stop it!
Who have mustaches.
Here, stop it!
Little girls with mustaches. Stop it!
The Bert Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
If your service light's on, trust the techs with the training.
That's us.
270 hours with zero complaining. They train under the hood. They train down in the pit. 270 hours means their training's legit. It's the smart choice for smart folk who care for their steed. So trust the instant oil change that starts with Valvoline.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Change wisely.
Hey everybody, Lady Luck here, and we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on SpinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Bert Show.
This is the first time I think we've had Evan on, our divorce attorney, this early in the morning.
It is. This is early for me.
How you holding up?
Doing okay.
Doing
thanks
right?
so much for letting me come in.
Evan's told us he's a night owl, so he's up late, typically not up this quite this early.
Lawyers don't start this early.
What is, like, when you know, and the phone lines are starting to work their way out right now with calls coming in, but what's the first, generally the first question that somebody has when they sit down with you, very first meeting? What's the first basic question, divorce 101 question?
Do I have to give them half?
Do I have to give them half? Probably. Is that it, really? And what's your answer?
Usually, probably close to half. If not half.
Get ready.
Should that sort of be your expectation when you go in, that it's going to be 50%?
In Georgia, it's not a true 50-50 state. But even though that's true, probably 90% of the time, if you go into court, you're going to end up with something around 50-50.
Who was I talking to last week that just found out that their wife was screwing around on them, and they've tried to work it out, and it's not working out. And he was making it sound like that was going to have something to do with the judge in his judgment of the whole thing. And I said, I don't think so, man. We've had Evan in a whole bunch of times, and infidelity really doesn't play a large part in the handling out of cash when it comes to the divorce, right?
It really nowadays has very little to do with the final outcome of stuff in general. In Georgia, still adultery is a bar to alimony if it's the cause of the divorce. So in regards to alimony, it can have an effect. But as far as property division goes, typically it has virtually no effect at all.
right, we can use the voice disguiser also here. So if you have a question for Evan, our divorce attorney, give us a call right now. We can disguise your voice, 877-588-2378. Ashley is on the voice disguiser. Go ahead.
Hey, Evan, quick question for you. What happens in during divorce when you have child support payments that my new husband has to pay his ex-wife and he has just lost his job?
Child support, just like alimony, is modifiable. So you can always go back to court to address changes in circumstance. And if you can prove up to the court that there's been a legitimate change in the financial circumstance, then the court will readjust the child support or alimony, depending on the situation.
Can they take it from my payments? Because I've always been told by the attorneys that child support can't come from the new wife. It can only come from the husband's salary.
It always comes from the parent. The new spouse, their income has nothing to do with the equation at
okay.
all.
Okay. So he can call his attorney and say, I just lost my job, and they can go back to court and tell the judge.
Exactly. And it's really important. I see guys in that situation all the time. It's important to get in and do that quick.
Okay.
Guys come into my office, you know, 6 months after losing their job, and they've been trying to hold on and trying to do the right thing and trying to pay child support and going in the hole and falling behind. And by the time they get into court, they're $5,000, $10,000, $20,000 in arrears at that point.
Yeah, and he did this beforehand. He did it for 6 months when he was without a job and paid child support, but then got a job, and now their company is folding. So he has no other choice now at this point. He's not going to have it.
Yeah, and the best advice I can give him is do it as quickly as possible so he doesn't fall in that hole.
Shanta, good morning. You are on The Burt Show, and you are on with divorce attorney Evan Summerstein.
Hi, Evan.
Good morning.
I have a question for you.
Okay.
I have been divorced for several years. My ex-spouse owes me thousands and thousands of dollars of back child support. And what I'm trying to find out is, do I have to have an attorney to file, or can I file myself for back child support? And also, we had a temporary support. You know, I had temporary support before. It took 2 years to get my divorce. And when does this final settlement, is it the settlement agreement that comes into play, or your final decree as far as when the temporary stops?
The temporary stops at the time of the final decree. So
the final decree. Okay.
Exactly.
That's because that I was awarded $12,000 a month, and he owes me that for approximately 25 months.
Okay.
Of back. So that's about $280,000.
Oh.
Wow. That's a big check.
That's right. Yeah.
Especially to write to somebody you don't like anymore.
Which which Real Housewife are you?
Excuse me? he just walked, you know, and then he owes me for another 3 years after after the settlement. So, you know, that's another $62,000 on top of that.
What are you laughing about? What are you laughing about?
Evan just said, call me.
Yeah.
He wants that money, man.
As far as collecting that goes, though, you can definitely do it on your own. Some counties are easier to do that in than others. Fulton County has a great website where they for the family court that they have tons of information online on how to do it yourself. If you go to FultonFamilyDivision.com. If you're talking that kind of money, though, hire an attorney. Make sure you do it right.
Amanda, good morning. You are on The Burt Show. Hi.
Hey, good morning. Guys, love the show. Good morning, Evan.
Good morning.
I have a quick question. I gave my ex-husband the house in our settlement. However, he has not paid the mortgage. My name is still on the mortgage. If I filed a quit claim, am I still obligated? Can the bank still take money out of my account if he's behind?
I can't tell you how many people now are coming in to see me with that exact same situation where one spouse got the house and now they've lost a job or something because of the economy. They can't pay on the house anymore. If you are the mortgage and the title to property are two totally different things. So even though you may have signed a quitclaim, that gets you off the title to the property. But if you're still on the mortgage, you are still financially liable for that mortgage.
Okay, thank you so much.
Sure.
So how do you get off the mortgage?
Typically, what we do is we require the other spouse to do a refinance. But if they haven't done it, now people are coming in. It's an incredibly common situation. People are coming in. They'd never refinanced. They lost their job now, so they can't refinance. And I don't even know if judges have figured out what to even do about that situation yet.
Hmm. Here is Erica. Good morning, Erica. You are on with Evan Summerstein from Hunter Weinstein & Summerstein, divorce attorney. Go ahead.
Good morning. I was actually calling to find out what Evan thought of the online divorces, whether those are reputable and whether they actually work the way they say they do.
You know, I've seen a number of them, and they totally run the gamut from horrible, horrible to really good. If you are, I don't think there's anything wrong with it if you have a really simple situation. If you have no kids, if you're just splitting your junk up and split the couch and the pots and pans and you each keep your own account, it's probably perfectly fine. What I would still suggest, even if you're going to do that, most attorneys nowadays will let you hire them just for an hour to take a look at your documents and make sure you're doing it right. Great way to save money if it's a really simple situation. If you have kids, there is no question you need to hire an attorney.
What are the percentage of divorces you see that are so easy that they can be done online?
When they walk in the office, they're always really easy.
I just think that's half later, they're a bit more complicated.
Now, do you complicate them or do they complicate them?
Probably half the calls I get, people tell me, I've got an uncontested divorce. I'm like, oh, okay, great. We haven't figured out what we're doing with the kids yet, and he's got a business. So it gets complicated.
I just think that's a funny question to ask an attorney. Well, by the way, attorney that works at a firm, like if I go online, do you think I should go online or should I go in your office? Well, let me think about that for a second.
Here is Evan. Good morning. You're on the Burt Show.
Hey, good morning, guys. I love the show. Evan, got a question for you. Do you recommend representing yourself in court if you really just are on your knuckles and don't have the kind of cash to hire an attorney?
As kind of a last ditch effort, I guess. It also depends on what the situation is. I mean, obviously, the more complicated, the better off you are to have an attorney. The more emotional the issues are, the better off you are having an attorney also, so you can kind of step away from it yourself. But if it's your last option, definitely. I mean, the courts see it. I think the numbers now are, I think they said 60 or 70% of family law cases come in front of the court right now because of the economy. People are pro se without an attorney.
No kidding.
Let me ask you a question. Do you think that the judge respects that person as much? Do you think the judge gives them as much of a fair looking if they're representing themselves? Or do you think that the judge would be like, you know what? You probably should have hired an attorney.
I think every judge candidly, when someone walks in without an attorney, cringes because they know, okay, they're going to tell me it's going to take 5 minutes. 3 hours later, we're still going to be sitting here discussing the pots and pans.
I object. Sir, that's not really, you can't really object to somebody being sworn in.
Bingo! No, sir.
No.
I'd like to file a motion and charge you with contempt.
What?
No, there's an M in that, but don't worry about it.
Good morning. Nikki wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Go ahead.
Hi. This is basically, is it cheaper to keep him? Quickly, he's been unemployed for a while, and we have two children. My youngest has not been in school, so he keeps them at home. It's been tough. I've tried to do marriage counseling. He won't participate.
What's your question, Nikki?
I'm working. I know there's a new equation for income. He has none, and I have a lot. So am I going to end up paying lots of alimony or any alimony because he's not been working, even though I want him to get a job? Is it cheaper to keep him?
How long has he been not working?
He's been totally unemployed for 3.5 years.
Okay.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
You know, the concept, this idea of kind of long-term alimony is slowly dying out because it doesn't really match the situation in the world so much anymore. What you see nowadays more likely is what's called rehabilitative alimony, which is kind of just to help someone get on their feet and get a job and get an apartment and kind of move forward that way. So even if it's a situation where you'd be paying some kind of support, it's probably going to be more short-term than long-term.
Is it like a sunset clause where it dies off after time?
Yeah, usually real common to see alimony slowly, every year will reduce until it totally disappears.
Mm-hmm. Diminishing returns.
So say you are like a real housewife of, New Jersey or something like that, and you say that, like, you know, oh, I have
you got to use a New Jersey accent.
I don't know how to do that one.
and you're getting your 12 G's a month.
Whatever it is, but you say, I'm accustomed to this lifestyle, you know, and they drive Bentleys and they have diamonds dripping everywhere and whatever it is that they do. If they get divorced, they can't get alimony because it would disrupt their lifestyle, right? Like, that doesn't really apply anymore.
Well, first of all, I ask my clients, please don't wear your dripping diamonds to court because that doesn't impress the judge so much.
right.
Yeah, I mean, lifestyle does have something to do with the equation. And,
it does.
And everyone's a little different. If you walk in and one spouse is making $50,000 a year, obviously they're going to pay less than if someone's making $500,000 a year. Mm-hmm. So it does have some effect on it. But that concept of coming in and arguing, you know, I need to maintain my same lifestyle, I don't think that really really work so much anymore.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to take one more call here. Good morning, Susan. You're on The Voice Disguiser.
Hi. I had a question. My ex is in direct violation of our divorce papers by having a girlfriend spend the night constantly while my daughter is there. My question is, if I file a contempt of court order against him, number one, could I ask that he pay my legal fees? And number two, is it likely that a judge would remove that from our divorce papers?
When you file contempt, the best, you always have the right to ask for attorney's fees, more or less, in family law situations. There's some situations where you can't, but a lot of times you can. The best opportunity you ever have for the judge to reimburse you for your attorney's fees is contempt, because your argument is, I wouldn't be here if he wasn't messing up. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So if the court does find that he's violated the order, there's a very good chance that the judge would make him pay your attorney's fees for you. And no, a judge can't actually change that in a contempt hearing. At a contempt hearing, they're not allowed to change the decree. They're only allowed to enforce it.
Evan, this is always a lot of laughs. Thanks. I appreciate
it. It's really good info, though. People need it.
Yes. I mean, seriously, the phone lines. You know? I mean, we could do this for the next 3 hours, yeah. Unfortunately, you know. If you want to know more about Evan, or you want some answers to some of the questions you have about divorce, we have a link on over to his website at theburtshow.com. Thanks for coming in, man. Appreciate
Thanks,
it.
Thanks, guys.
I think we're doing a segment with producer Joanna next, so you may want to stick around.
They're not married yet.
Just saying.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the innie and any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change presents Wisdom from the Road.
Summer means wide open spaces and a whole lot of extra miles. The last place you want your engine to give out is halfway to nowhere. Out here, low oil or a weak battery is just an ambush waiting to happen. That's why every oil change at Valvoline Instant Oil Change includes an 18-point maintenance check. These techs are trained to help spot issues early and keep you riding easy.
Valvoline Instant Oil Change.
Change wisely.
Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
The Burt Show.
Today we debut a new segment, and today we call it Am I Normal or Am I a Biatch?
We need like a theme song.
I know.
Dun, 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 dun.
Wasn't that Meredith Brooks song a while ago?
Where is that? Hold on. Oh my God, that's great.
I think it's probably
a great song.
Isn't that in there? Is Joanna's at mic music?
Yeah, that's my at mic music.
I think we have to sort of forget what we know about Joanna right now. Let's pretend this is the first time we've ever had her on, and she doesn't have a brand already. I haven't heard this song in so long.
Embrace it. Embrace it, Joanna. Don't let him give you a hard time.
You know, I do embrace it. It's just the rest of the world that hasn't embraced it yet, and I'm waiting for them to catch on.
Well, I think even before we go into it, we have to ask virtual listeners for complete honesty, because the scenario that Joanna here is going to run by you is really pretty nasty. However, all I'm saying is maybe there are some of you out there that can say, you know what? I had a biatch moment and I did the same thing.
Absolutely. I mean, you know.
How long can a biatch moment last?
How old are you, Joanna?
26.
Not that long.
26 years.
26 years. You know, I want to be honest. You know, I want to show you all of me.
I love it. Okay. Joanna's like, screw Meredith, back to me.
Right.
So, all right, what I was saying was, well, I want to, you know, okay, so I want to be honest. Okay, so when I was single, not single anymore, I've been single for 2 years, so I've had about 2 years to cleanse myself of this. But mm-hmm. when I was single and my girlfriends and I were going out for the night, I wanted to look the best because I wanted to make sure that I was getting hit on more than them. And I have beautiful friends. So, you know, it's like a little competition. So when they would put something on that wasn't quite flattering, maybe the color, maybe it didn't fit properly, I would go ahead and tell them it looked good.
Like if your friend was like, hey, what do you think? Should I wear this tonight? Should I wear the blue dress or the red dress? And if the red dress looked worse on her, you would suggest the red.
Red, yes. And then I would send them on their way.
Joanna, I appreciate your honesty.
And maybe kick a little dirt on the back of the dress so it looks
so a little trashy.
Yeah.
So let's just ask the question.
It's awesome.
Is she normal? Have you done this? Or... I would like to say, or was she being a biatch rather than the entire label? Just the moment of biatchness, perhaps. 877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 877-588-2378.
I'm surprised you would do that because that shows an insecurity. Because I typically see Joanna as a very confident woman, and that to me is a very insecure woman thing to do.
No, absolutely not. It's just securing that I will be the one that gets hit on.
It's only
that I get the one that gets hit on.
It's not insecure because nobody knows about it.
Oh, exactly.
Like it's insecure if it's public, but she's like, oh my God, that looks beautiful. Stripes look so good on you.
Especially the horizontal stripes.
You should really wear those horizontal stripes.
Oh my God, you wear that so uniquely. It's neat.
It's awful.
I like your pooch.
Maggie, good morning.
Good morning, Bert Show. Love y'all.
Thank you. All right. Joanna sabotaging one of her friends, telling her that she looked great when she went out, even though she didn't, just so Joanna would look better. Normal or is she a biatch?
Total biatch moment. My friend does the same thing.
Well, so you're answering sort of both ways. You're saying it's a biatch, but it is normal.
Well, yes, I guess that's true. You can go both ways, but
it's a normal
I'd say biatch.
Biatch. No, she's calling it a biatch move because her friend did it to her.
To her. Have your friend call us.
So it's biatchy, but it's acceptable biatchy.
But her friend would say, oh, that's totally normal.
It's been done before, so you're not the only one. Danielle, complete honesty, normal or biatch?
It's totally normal, and I have to say that I do it to my husband, too.
What?
What?
No.
I know that's terrible, but my husband, he's good-looking, and he's a law enforcement, and he will put some things on sometimes that I don't typically find attractive, but I love him anyways, and I'll be like, yeah, that looks great. Let's go.
Just hey, so others won't look at him, you do that?
Yeah.
Duh.
But I'm not a biatch. I'm actually really sweet, but I think it's a girl thing.
I don't get it.
You got a pacifier, a wad of paper, or something you can stuff in that kid's mouth?
I know. She won't be quiet. We're going to school.
I understand where you're coming from.
I don't think it's a girl thing. I think that's awful. I want to be surrounded by my friends looking their best, and I want people around me to look their best, even if it was my husband, boyfriend. I want them looking their best just as I would want the same honest opinion about what I'm wearing or what I look like.
Mm-hmm. I'll be honest, but I do dance around the words I use, too. I'll say, like, that might not be the most flattering shirt you've ever owned.
Okay, right. But you're at least being honest.
Right.
So you're saying that, look, you could look better going out. Joanna is saying she wants her friends to look worse crappy than she is. So she lies to tell them that they look better.
You laugh it up, but I got a lot of drinks bought for me when I was single.
You are creating a situation, Joanna, where none of us will ever ask you your opinion. Like, hey, Joanna, does this look good? I got the photo shoot.
By the way, Jeff, you look great today.
Yeah.
Savannah, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
Hey, I think she's totally being a biatch because she should be able to own what she's wearing and not make her other friends look worse in front of other people. I just think that that's pretty silly. So, yes, in my opinion, she's being a biatch.
Okay, I will tell you that Savannah's call is not representative of most of the calls that are coming in. Most are saying you're normal. Sarah, good morning. You're on the Bert Show.
I'm totally normal, but that's definitely a biatch moment. I've done that a million times to my friends.
Really? Y'all are sabotaging each other.
That's just me.
As my friends would tell me that I looked good, I knew I should go back in my bedroom and change.
For real?
Yes. Absolutely.
So you actually you have to actually use the strategy on yourself also. So if you ask a friend if you look good, if she says yes, then you have to go and change.
Go ahead and change in that other outfit because it looks better.
Y'all are complicated, man. Anna.
Hi.
Good morning. You're on the Bert Show. Is Joanna normal or a biatch?
I think it's completely normal. I mean, it sounds biatchy, but I've done it to my friends. I know for a fact my friends have done it to me. So
that's awful. You
know, I'm 21. I used to do it, you know, when I was 14 with my first best friend I've ever had. And, you know, I still do it. So completely normal.
Here. Can I add to my biatchness, though?
I think you should probably cut your losses right now. You have them on your side for the first time since you've been here.
Go. So if my friend is wearing something that I like, I tell her it doesn't look good so that I can wear it because I liked it.
Oh,
seriously? That was years ago.
So you'll wear it that night or you'll wear it from her at a later date?
No, I would probably wear it at a later date because if I wore it that night, she would know it looked good.
Right. So isn't one of your best friends getting married soon?
Yes.
And didn't you go wedding dress shopping with her?
Yes. No, but that moment I did tell her the truth because that's a special day. That's different.
Yeah, it's different.
I can be a bitch.
She's not competing with her fiancé. It seems that she's doing this when she was single and competing for men. She doesn't have to do it anymore.
Why do you think I got Jason? I looked the best that night. It was between me and three other girls, and I got him.
I can't believe it, but most of the calls are saying that you're normal.
I am
that
normal.
It's a moment of bitchiness, but for the most part, you are
Embrace
normal.
Embrace it, people.
I am not comfortable with the validation Joanna just received because I don't want to have to interact with her anymore today.
None of us are.
No.
All right. If you have a question about your own normalcy or bitchiness, then go ahead and email us. We'll throw your question out there because you may think you're being a biatch about it, but there are other women that are probably doing the same thing.
You may find out you're a saint like Saint Joanna.
The Burt Show.
Third Love makes bras that actually fit, so they know this. If your bra feels uncomfortable, the problem isn't your body, it's your bra. Third Love designs for comfort first. Soft fabrics, support that doesn't dig, pinch, or slip. Bras that feel good and look good under everything you wear. Shop Third Love and explore over 60 sizes, including AA through H, and half cup sizes you won't find anywhere else. Get $15 off your first purchase at thirdlove.com with code PODCAST15.
Here's what happened when one journalist reported on DEI programs.
I decided to just focus on the University of Michigan. I obtained internal documents that showed that the school had spent about $250 million on DEI programs. I spent 2 weeks in Ann Arbor talking to everybody I could find. The unintended consequences of these programs, they had sort of left everybody dissatisfied. And this expensive machinery the school had built just imploded. If you're a journalist, you are not on anyone's team. All you're trying to do is figure out as many of the facts as you can gather. The facts are going to guide you to where the story lands. You're not taking sides. I'm Nick Confessori. I'm an investigations reporter for the New York Times.
Journalists like Nick follow the facts wherever they lead. They go where news breaks, get answers firsthand, and publish what they find. That's fact-based reporting. Seek it out if you don't already.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. I think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
The Burt Show.
Some of you are going to be getting into work here in a couple of minutes and you're going to be tired. Tired. Because there you were at the midnight showing of Twilight last night.
Mm-hmm. Yes, Twilight Eclipse. The saga continues. This is the threequel. That's what they're calling it. And it's expected to make about $150 million and opened in the most screens of any movie. So it's already breaking records. And everybody's sort of obsessed with Twilight right now.
Now, Jen has seen it already. And she's not like, you know, like a big old Twihead.
Twihard. I have not read the books, but I've seen all of the movies. And I think the third one is definitely the best. And they keep getting better and better.
And Melissa, are you totally into this or sort of passive?
You know what? I stand with my geek friends and my geek sisters, mainly the people in my life that read Twilight are girls. And I have not personally been a Twihard, but I'm certainly a vampire, you know, werewolf geek kind of person. So I certainly appreciate the fandom.
that comes
and
with it.
And it is all age ranges. When I went to the movie the other night, I mean, we're talking teenagers all the way through to women in their golden years.
My wife Stacy's into it, man. She was really into it, so much so that she was like talking about it every day that I thought, okay, I told you guys this. I'll give it a try. You know, I'm going on vacation. So I bought a Maxim magazine at the airport because I had my Twilight in my bag. And then I would put it, I'd stuff it in the Maxim and start reading Twilight. Because I didn't want dudes to see that I was reading Twilight. And I couldn't get into it. And again, I give books like 30 pages, and if I'm not totally into it, then I just move on to the next thing.
It's a teenage love story. I mean, you know.
Yeah, they definitely. Didn't you say the other day, like, that writer knew her audience?
She totally knew her audience. A teenage love story about, and this will lead into what we're going to talk about, but it's a teenage love story about, you know, a girl who is the bad boy, and she wants the bad boy, but she's going to save herself, and he doesn't want to, you know, tarnish her, you know, by doing anything too fast, but he's going to change for her, and da-da-da-da, you know, the whole teenage girl fantasy is right there in these books. It's just she happens to make the guy a vampire and then the good guy next door be a werewolf.
And she would die for him. She would change her whole life because she loves him so much. I mean, and then there's another guy who loves her so much that he's trying to win her over from the other guy.
And he's got a six pack.
That changes everything.
Most important.
Well, every industry or every movie has their fanatics, right? And these are the people that we want to focus on today, especially when it comes to Twilight, because it opened last night all around the country at midnight. And there are some now that are publicly saying, and you're the ones that we want to talk to, we can put you on the voice disguise, that this movie and these books are ruining their marriage, ruining their relationships.
Yeah, it's called the Twilight Obsession, and basically it's taking over their lives and their marriages. There are some women so addicted to Twilight that they're getting divorced over it.
Come on.
All they want to do is go on fan sites and blogs and message boards rather than give their husbands attention. There's also quizzes out there. I've got a few questions because we can determine how much of a Twilight addict you are. They call them Twi moms that are going out and spending all this money on like crystal encrusted Twilight t-shirts and all this stuff. And so their husbands are mad at them because they're spending so much money on it. I mean, it's really, truly ruining relationships.
1-877-588-BERT, B-E-R-T, 1-877-588-2378. If your relationship has been strained in any way over Twilight, we want to hear from you.
I want to know also from the women, is it a case that their marriage is falling apart because she's not taking care of her husband by being obsessed with going on the chat rooms or everything? Or is it that she has something to compare it to, that the women are taking the book so seriously?
Oh, come on, you can't do that.
Because Edward is so dedicated to Bella, and he is so obsessed with her, and he's going to take care of her, and he's going to protect her. And all his being and in all his mind, all he thinks about is her and her life and how and her well-being. And I wonder if some women are reading this book and going, you know what? My husband doesn't do that for me. My boyfriend doesn't do that for me.
He's never done that for me.
If you've been in a fight with your husband before and the words have come out of your mouth, why don't you treat me like Edward treats Bella? you seriously have a problem.
I guarantee that somebody has screamed that at somebody.
I don't know. This seems to me like no different than the fanatics that get into World of Warcraft, where
it's
you get so focused on it that it becomes your world,
becomes your reality,
that you just forget what's real and what's not, you know? Good morning, Burt Show.
Yes, I was calling about Twilight ruining my relationship.
Seriously.
Why?
Last night, I went to a theater that was playing all three movies. It had Twilight, then New Moon, and then Eclipse. Well, right before Eclipse started, my boyfriend started calling me, and he wanted his debit card back because I had to use it to get into the show.
Oh, no.
Well, by the time I got out of the show, it was about 2 o'clock in the morning, and when I finally got to his house last night, he was freaking out on me. I mean, he was ready to just let go of everything. He was throwing my stuff out the door and everything. It was crazy.
But I'm assuming he called you at 8 o'clock or whatever, thinking that you were going to a normal movie, and you said, I'm going to the movie, not realizing that you were going to some creeper marathon.
Well, he knew that I was going to be there for a while because I told him it was all three movies. But when he realized that I wouldn't be getting out until 2 o'clock, he totally flipped out on me.
So you watched all three movies back to back to back?
Yes.
Last night.
Awesome.
I can't sit in a theater chair that long. My ass hurt.
That's a good idea. Pillow. For the Twihards, that's an awesome idea.
Good morning, Allie. You're on The Burt Show.
Hey, Burt. How are y'all?
Okay. Now, you have had the Twilight series somehow put a strain on your relationship.
Yeah. Actually, it's not so much a strain as it is. I met a guy who normally I would never have gone out with. He, like, was a cashier at a grocery store, and he was the cutest thing, but I never really would have gone out with him. And then when he asked me, I said no for like 3 or 4 times. And then I finally said, you know what, dude, I don't even know your name. And he said, hi, my name is Edward. So now I've been dating him for like 2 years. And
no,
stop it.
Yeah, he's awesome. And, you know, we go to all the parties, and he's standing right beside me. You know, I have my own personal Edward.
That is so awesome.
So you
That's even crazier, if you would believe this. My boyfriend's name's Edward. My daughter's name is... Now, let me tell you this now. This was in the works a long time before the movie. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. My 6-year-old daughter is named Bella.
Bella.
My 16-year-old daughter is named Victoria. I have a son that's 21 named James. So we've got, like, names of all the people.
Now you need a little Jacob.
Yeah, my brother's son is Jacob. So we... It's kind of weird. The boyfriend's Edward, and
I've changed my last name to Cullen, and it's really
wow. Well, some of the questions on the quiz: if you're addicted to Twilight, say, have you ever manipulated or lied to obtain Twilight products? Do you regularly read Watch Twilight when you wake up or when you go to bed? Has your job or school performance ever suffered from the effects of your Twilight obsession? Have you ever lied about how much you read or watch Twilight?
You know what I love about this is the fact that people have been giving guys a hard time for being Star Wars and Star Trek and all obsessed. Yeah. And here we have women. It's a women geek
girl
thing.
Geeks.
But it's just as creepy. Like, I look at somebody the same, like her the same way that I would the guy who buys the Star Wars toys and doesn't take them out of the box because they're more valuable. This is my boxed up Chewbacca. I do not take him out because he is worth so much more if he's in the natural box.
Don't open the package.
Don't open the package. It's worth more.
Yes.
This is my child named Jacob and Edward and Victoria and Ramon or whoever the other
character.
Check, please.
Yeah. Hey, Laura, good morning. You're on The Burt Show. Hi.
Good morning.
Good morning.
When I was pregnant with my first child, we were having a baby shower the day after the last book came out.
Mm-hmm.
And my husband sat in a corner through the entire baby shower and read it.
Whoa.
What's the lesser of two evils, really? The baby shower or the book?
Yeah.
I'm thinking that it's really no different than the folks that are way over the top about Farmville.
It's God. Don't even say that,
dude. Farmville. Just
Burt at theburtshow.com.
Yeah, I'm saying the same thing. It's all about filling time, man. Like, you're becoming fanatical about things because there's just, what else is going on?
Well, you're replacing actual life and relationships with something that's a fantasy.
Here's what's going on. When you're doing Farmville,
it's more fulfilling.
And you're when you're fertilizing the tomatoes in Farmville, here's what's going on. You're not at Kroger buying real tomatoes.
The Burt Show.
So I say, I heard we have ourselves a great movie.
Audiences are going loony for Coyote versus Acme.
Couldn't agree more.
And critics are calling it a wildly entertaining movie.
I'm here for the in any pantsless modeling gig.
Ingenious.
Exactly.
Chaotic comedy fun.
Exactly.
A family-friendly blockbuster.
Yeah, of course.
And pure movie magic.
Pretty flattering. Think things like this make us look pretty good in the public eye.
Beep, beep.
Coyote versus Acme. In theaters August 28th. Tickets on sale now. Rated PG.
Hey, everybody. Lady Luck here. And we're celebrating America's 250th birthday. Now, all summer long, I'm going to be celebrating by playing on FinQuest.com, which is an American-owned social casino. It obviously features over 1,000 slot games and live blackjack, live craps, live bubble craps. Head on over to SpinQuest.com. Get yourself a $30 coin pack for just $10.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
There's a fire inside you you can't ignore. Stand still, not a chance. You're a lifelong learner who's come this far. Now, we are here to help you keep going further. Capella University, what can't you do? Visit capella.edu to learn more.